This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 214, how Aline's story will inspire you to jump two writing ban points. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, you'll hear the story of Three Keys writing wizard Aline and how she has increased her writing score with her use of Three Keys IELTS and her amazing study habits.
Hi, IELTS Energy listeners. I just had an amazing conversation with a student in our course, and I wanted to share it with you. Because hopefully her story, her background, the way that she studies, and her amazing improvement, especially in writing, could be an inspiration for you guys. First of all, let me tell you about her. Her name is Aline, and she's from Brazil. She is also, besides studying for IELTS, which is a huge task in itself, she's also studying for her PhD at the same time. And that's her motivation for passing IELTS, so she could continue her studies, get funding for what she wants to do in the future. So you can imagine how extremely busy she is. So for all you guys out there, all you students who have families and jobs and, you know, lives, take it from Aline and me. You can do this. You can fit this into your life. The way that Aline has fit it into her life is by enrolling in our online course, Three Keys IELTS. You can find it at IELTS.allearsenglish.com. The biggest part for Aline in being able to follow our course is following very closely the study plan. We have a 30-day study plan and a 60-day study plan. And Aline was telling me that without this, she doesn't know how she would be studying. I mean, before she enrolled in our course, she was trying to find stuff online, and I think she bought a textbook. You know, she was just finding like all these different resources, and it was confusing and very time consuming and not efficient. And I think her confidence in her English abilities was suffering. She didn't think that her English was good enough. She didn't think that she could pass IELTS. And honestly, if she was going the way she did, I don't think she would be able to receive the scores that she needs. So anyway, she chose our course and she's been following the study plan. And she says that the study plan has not only motivated her and organized her time, because she doesn't have a lot of time, but it's told her exactly what to do to get the testing skills she needs and the test practice she needs, but also improve her overall English. And that's a big key here. And I don't think we talk about that enough, that our online course is not just test practice, you guys, because IELTS is not just a test that you memorize answers for and strategies and stuff. You do need strategies, of course, but you also need a high level of English. It's an English exam. So that's one of the biggest things that she's enjoyed and that has motivated her and given her confidence in her own English abilities. And even when she is just down and just feeling like, I can't do this anymore, she comes back to the study plan and she sees exactly what she has to do and she does it. I mean, our work, our course is just half of it. You guys have to put in the work, you know, you guys have to put in all the effort. And she does. I mean, it's amazing. So The reason why I was talking to her is because she was our first winner in our Writing Wizard contest. We have a Writing Wizard contest every month where in our closed Facebook group, I post a task two essay question and many, many students submit essays and they can choose to receive feedback on those essays as well, which of course you need and it helps. And then I choose the best essay. So the reason why I was so excited that she won is because I have been working closely with Aline in our power hours. She took it upon herself to enroll in these extra sessions every month. And I think I met her in at least three different power hours. And in each power hour, the purpose is to provide feedback on writing and speaking. And I can tell you guys that if I look at the first essay ever that I saw from Aline and I compare it to the Writing Wizard winning essay that she submitted, it's like, it's an improvement of two whole band points, you guys. Two whole band points. Imagine that. Imagine if you started at a six and you followed Aline's example and you ended up with an eight. You know, it's not just possible, it's probable. I mean, it's incredible. In the power hours, and this is something Aline and I talked about, what helps is the specific advice that I personally give each student. I'm able to pick out two or three things that you guys are doing in your writing, and I could tell you exactly what to do to correct those mistakes and improve your band score. I know what the examiner's looking for, and I could tell you exactly how to do it, how to meet those examiner expectations. And that's what Aline and I did. And again, you know, it's not just the advice. It's not just me throwing out some magic, you know, spells or whatever, and then like, poof, you guys improve your writing. It's not just that. I tell you guys how to do it, but you have to put in the work. Of course, you guys have to do the extra practice, work on very specific things that sometimes are difficult to improve. Especially at the level that like Aline is at, and I'm sure a lot of listeners are at, you're already at a high level. Like I get that, and that's awesome. But you know what? It's not always enough. Like I said just a minute ago, it's a balance, right? You do need a high level of English, which most of you probably have already, but you also need to know what to expect from the test and what the examiner is looking for in your speaking and writing.
If you're ready to use the same system that has helped Aline get maximum confidence for her IELTS exam, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS to enroll in the 3 Keys IELTS Success System right now. See you there. allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
You need these strategies to excel, to get the scores you need. So I told Aline exactly how she could excel, and she worked really hard, you guys, on these things. Another thing that I took away from the conversation that I think would really help you guys is the advice that we give listeners often and the advice that's in the study plan is that you guys, you should read the newspaper. You guys, Aline said that she reads the newspaper almost every day in English, of course. So not only is she improving her English abilities, of course, her vocabulary, her grammar, everything. And also, good readers make the best writers, all right? You need to see examples of good writing in order to produce it yourself. So there's that. But beyond those specific sort of tangible skills, you also get ideas, all right? And Aline was saying that she feels confident now in almost any question that IELTS is going to throw at her because she has stuff to say. She has opinions about things and she can provide examples from the real world that she's read in the newspaper. So that's a huge thing. This culture of thinking that Lindsay and I talk about, Aline is following that, you guys. Her confidence level has improved immensely just from following the study plan, reading the newspaper, and getting feedback from me. So yeah, I mean, she's incredible, and I'm really proud that she's a student in our course. Another thing she said that's really helped her, and other students have said this as well, is that the templates that I provide you guys in the course for exactly how to organize a task two essay and a task one essay, with linking words and structure. She memorized these templates. It's easy, you guys. It's not a complete essay. It's not like 250 words you have to memorize. It's just an outline. It's just a template that gives you the linking words that you can use. Just copy those linking words. Why make it difficult? Okay. I'm telling you exactly what to write here. So copy those linking words and use them in your own essays. And then after that, once you have that template memorized, like Aline, after that, it's just applying it in your practice, writing as many essays as you can until you feel comfortable with the template. You feel like it's natural. You can easily produce it. And that's what Aline did. I could see the template that she followed. I could see the linking words I gave her, the topic sentences that I gave her to use. I could see those in her winning essay. And that's why she won. She followed the template. Her essay was perfectly organized. And I mean perfectly organized. Any examiner looking at this essay would be impressed. All right. I mean, it was beautiful. I can't speak highly enough about it. So follow the template. Use what I give you. All right. Don't make things more difficult. Life is difficult enough. Just let me organize your study plan, tell you how to write the essays, but then your job is to put in the work, right? Like Lindsay and I have done lots of work for you. We've prepared your goals. We've prepared exactly what you have to do in your lessons. The lectures, the worksheets, everything is there that you need to get that 7 or higher. And I have all the confidence in the world that Aline will have no problem in getting that 7 or higher, especially in her writing, from everything that I've seen. So I just wanted to share this story with you guys. Thanks for listening. And I'll talk to you soon. Have a good day. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.